You're listening to the Dealmaker Podcast, hosted by multi-millionaire property investor, entrepreneur, and Guinness World Record holder, Liam Ryan. Discover how to start, scale, and grow your business. Become a better negotiator, create more opportunity, and make massive profit so you can live the life of your dreams.
I love business, I love property, I love entrepreneurship. So in this podcast, I'm going to be sharing with you five reasons why you should start your business in 2021. My name's Liam Ryan. I'm an entrepreneur. I love business, I love property, I love entrepreneurship. And I've actually been in business pretty much since I come out of my mum's belly. I was that kid at school that could get you anything you wanted. I used to go to school with two bags. My school bag, I wasn't interested in that one. And then I used to go in with the bag. I had jeans, perfumes, cigarettes, you name it. I could get you whatever you wanted. And I also, at primary school, used to sell sweets, created my own tuck shop. So I've always had a thrill for buying something for a pound, selling it for £3, and this bit in the middle is what we call profit. And there's many reasons why each and every single one of you tuning in now should become a business owner. Let's take a look. Number one, you get to be your own boss. Yes, that is correct. You are not governed by society. You are not being told what to do, when to do it, how to do it, when you got to be in work, what time you can leave work, when you can go and eat, when you can go to the toilet. And what you have been taught since going to school is wrong. I truly believe the schooling system is broken, and that is why over 95% of the population, and maybe you can relate to this, you're in what we call the rat race, the financial trap. In order to earn money, you're having to work even harder. And to feed your lifestyle, you're reliant purely on one or two forms of income. And that could just be income from your job. And we know that job can stand for just over broke. However, when you are your own boss, you have freedom. You decide when the alarm clock goes off. You decide what time you go into work. You decide when you want to go on holidays. And there is nothing better than being your own boss. You are in full control of your destiny. It feels really good. It gives you more freedom to then focus on the things that you want to be doing. Doing less, earning more, creating memories with your loved ones. And I'm sure you're tuning in now and you want to create more memories. We don't know how long we have. We don't know. And the reality is, people went to sleep last night with the full intention of waking up this morning, and they did not wake up. They can't create their memories. And I would hate for you and I to depart this amazing world without creating memories. So when you are a business owner, you are your own boss, you have more flexibility. Don't get me wrong, it's tough at times and you've got to put in the hours. You've got to work hard, so you don't need to work hard. But when you get to that place where your business is cooking on gas and you are making the money that you want to make, and then you invest that money into different asset classes, it's an amazing feeling of freedom. And one of the reasons I got into business was so I could do the school runs with my amazing four children. So I could be there and have dinner with my children. So I can read my children a story to bed. Because we just don't know how long we have. And it is important to value your time, to value you as a person. And by getting into business, you get to be your own boss. Number two, when you are in business, you have uncapped earnings. The more you do, the more you earn. The bigger the success, the more you earn. When you've got a job, you're capped at what your employer is going to pay you. Maybe that's £8 an hour, £10 an hour, £15 an hour. Maybe you're watching or tuning into this now and you're a high income earner, but you have no time and you are capped. And my business partner, Jay, he always wanted to be the manager of the manager of the manager. He wanted to work up that management chain. But while he was doing that, he didn't spend any time with his children. And he decided a few years back to cut the safety cord and to get into a position where you can have uncapped earnings. You can grow a business as big as you want it to grow. Of course, you've got to make sure you're in a market that's scalable. You need to make sure you're profitable. You need to make sure that you are looking at managed accounts, your profit and loss. Not only focusing on how much money you can make, but also focusing on how much money you can save. And the more you save and the more you make, the bigger the amount of money you can take. Reason number three for being in business in 2021, you get to turn your passion into profits. And I truly believe that you're tuning into this now and you have amazing qualities. You have a passion. Maybe you are skilled in a certain area. Maybe you are talented. Maybe you're a coach, an author. Perhaps you're great at building teams. Maybe you're good at sales or marketing. But you turn your passion into profits. Focus on the areas in your business that not only you're good at, but you also enjoy. You can then outsource and leverage all of the other stuff. So what do you need to do? Focus in on high income generating tasks. Ask yourself this question. What can you do today that you're good at and that you enjoy that can bring in the most amount of money in the shortest space of time? I've got multiple businesses. I've got an amazing, great team. But there are only certain things that I focus on. And my passion is sales, marketing, doing videos, creating content, doing deals, finding great properties, going into businesses, consulting for other people, focusing in on the social media, the branding, the vision of the company. That is where my best time is suited. My best time is not suited in analyzing deals, working with builders, doing the paperwork, trying to sort out the systems and the processes and the procedures. That is not a good use of my time. So every single day I wake up and I'm passionate about what I'm doing. I never feel like I'm really working. Hey, it gets tough from time to time. And yes, I hit my head against the brick wall occasionally, but every single day it's about being driven, being focused. What's your passion? What are you good at? Put that into a business and you can create literally millions and millions of pounds. Point number four, and that is building a team. It feels great to build a team. I have no problem being the dumbest person in my boardroom. And I take great pleasure from hiring and paying the best people in the business. Many people are in business, and maybe you're tuning in now and you're a one-man band, a one-woman band, you're spinning all the plates. Maybe you found it difficult hiring people. Maybe you've had a bad experience with a staff member, but it's no different than going on a date. You don't have a bad date and then stop dating. You keep dating, and that's important in business. Hire great people, get great salespeople, get great marketers, get great account managers, get people that are brilliant with operations. And when you're a business owner, you can build this amazing team around you that buy into the vision, buy into the culture of your business that will really, really help you scale. You can't scale a company on your own. You're only going to get so far. So embrace building a team. Will you come up against a few knobheads? Yeah, of course you will. Maybe you have to go through a few PAs to find the one that's going to work well with you. But that's part of the process. So build a team, focus in on good people so you can do less, you can earn more and turn your passion into profits. And point number five, you get paid first when you're a business owner. If you're currently employed, you are in what I call the biggest scam in the world. The government get paid first and you get paid last. But when you're a business owner, you decide how much you're going to pay yourself. Maybe you're going to take minimum salary and then take dividends. But you get paid first. You're out there doing deals, generating revenue, and you decide how much you're going to earn as and when your business grows. It's a lot more flexible. Those of you that are PAYE, some of you, you're losing 40% of your money before you even get paid. So pay yourself first, pay taxes last. Of course, you've got to pay taxes, and I love paying taxes, but one of the benefits of being a business owner is you get to pay yourself first. So there are just five reasons why you should be in business 2021. Let's do a quick recap. Number one, you get to be your own boss, decide your hours. Number two, uncapped earnings. Number three, turn your passion into profit. Number four, you get to build a great team and work with amazing people. And number five, you get paid first. So I hope you have found this video useful. I hope that you are opening up to the idea of becoming a business owner. There's a lot of opportunity here right now in the UK. It's easier than ever before to make money. You've got to know what you're doing. You've got to have an idea. You've got to have great mentors around you. You've got to continue to want to upskill, because you don't know what you don't know. But if I can do it, you can definitely do it. So I am wishing you all the best in your business ventures.
You're listening to the Dealmaker Podcast, hosted by multi-millionaire property investor, entrepreneur, and Guinness World Record holder, Liam Ryan. Discover how to start, scale, and grow your business. Become a better negotiator, create more opportunity, and make massive profit so you can live the life of your dreams.